Welcome, welcome everyone to the Township's Daily News Bits. And I'm Holly Bailey, bringing you news and events that matter to townshippers through the local journalism initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh.
Well, folks, it's that time of year again when we get festive, get into the jolly juice, and sometimes find ourselves in need of a safe ride home. Well, who are you going to call? That would be Nez Rouge. Operation Nez Rouge, or Red Nose, has kicked into high gear for this season. It started out as a simple fundraising activity back in 1984 and has since spread out nationwide into 7 provinces and functions with more than 75 local host organizations. Here in our neck of the woods, we have the Granby-Cownsville Call Center that dispatches rides for us to get home safely. We met up with the coordinator, Helios Montuenga, and he fills us in on what you can expect, how the service works, and just the brass tacks of this awesome, awesome safe ride service. So let's hear what Helios has to share with us. Okay, Helios Montuenga, thank you so much for joining us here on 99.1.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Well, we've got an important message to get out to people. This year was the 42nd annual campaign of the Safe Ride for Operation Nez Rouge.
That is correct, 42.
42, and it kicked off on Friday the 28th, so you have one weekend under your belt. How did that go for you?
It started off with a little hitch. We had problems with our phone lines on Friday, but it took us about a little over 2 hours, and we got that fixed, and then everything just went smoothly.
Yay! Yay! Yeah. There's always some things with live production, as we know.
Yes, yeah. Something always has to go wrong.
Yeah, but then you get it right, and then, wow, there's a lot of joy. So
yeah. We're
talking about specifically the Granby-Cownsville call center and the service here in the region.
That's correct, yep. We're Granby-Cownsville, and we serve 33 municipalities. And this year we opened up a satellite in Cownsville. There has not been a satellite or a Nez Rouge in Cownsville since COVID.
Wow, okay. So all your calls go through the center, the main center in Granby, and then a satellite in Cownsville. So how does that affect the service for people?
It's actually going to help out better in the service, because we're going to have people in that area already waiting for calls.
Okay.
So it's going to help out in the service time.
Okay, so there'll be cars dispatched from Cownsville for regions closer to Cownsville than Granby, and cutting down, yeah, like you're saying, wait times for people. Okay.
Yeah, wait time, and we'll probably get to do more clients.
Okay, that's awesome. So how does the service work? Like, how would someone book a ride? They're out at a party and they've had too many cups and whoop, okay, need a safe ride home. How do they do it?
There's two options this year. The first option is the old-fashioned way. You call us up at 579-420-6011. We'll answer your call. We'll take all the information we need, and we'll send you out a team to go pick you up and bring you home safely.
Okay.
Or there's the new version where everything is mobile, and you use the mobile app, and you order us by mobile.
Okay. So people could be either on their computer, like off the website, or have downloaded the mobile app for this, and it's portable with them on their phone.
Yep.
That's very convenient.
They can fill it up if on their phones and ask for a ride, and it saves time. And it's sent right away to us.
Okay.
If we're busy getting calls all the time, then it'll just come through right away, the call. You won't have to wait until someone answers the phone.
Oh, that's fantastic. And this is a bilingual service for people?
That is correct. We speak English and French. And if that telephonist has a problem with speaking a little English, there's always someone on hand that can speak English and take the call.
Okay, that really helps people. Sometimes people are inebriated, I would imagine, and
yeah.
You know, mixing up the messages. Okay, so
yeah.
How does it work in the sense, like, say I have a party a week from now, can I reserve or book ahead of time, like that far ahead?
We don't take reservations because we never know the outcome of that day. Because, you know, we can probably have 50 volunteers, or like we can have just 15 volunteers.
Oh, right.
So we don't take any reservations because we don't know ahead of time. So the best thing to do is, like, if you're like having a party, you can call during the party and say, listen, are you guys busy tonight? Is it busy? You have a lot of volunteers. And we'll tell you, okay, we're understaffed, or no, we're okay, we have a lot of volunteers and it's quiet so far. Okay, so the best thing to do is call an hour before you want to leave the party.
1 hour before. Okay.
Yeah, usually our wait times can go up to an hour. And if you call an hour before, you want to leave at 3 o'clock and you call at 2, you have better chances of staying there till 3, you know.
Right.
Pick you up.
Okay. And so your service runs from, is it 9 p.m. to 3 a.m.?
From 9 p.m. to 3 a.m., yep.
So if people want to ride at 3 a.m., don't call at 3 a.m.
No, try to call us before. You know, we're answering the phones till 3 o'clock because sometimes we still have teams on the road at 3 a.m. that, you know, don't mind continuing.
Okay, that's so good to know. And you have a special critical role this year. What is your actual role at the Granby Center?
This year, my role, I'm coordinator of Granby Cowansville. It's my first year as coordinator, so it's all new for me. I'm taking care of both the dispatch center and the satellite center. I got all the volunteers, and if there's any problems with the clients, I get to take care of that and handle it.
Oh, boy. Okay, so you have your hands full.
Yeah, I think I'm up to the challenge.
Well, this is not your first rodeo, right? I understand you've been with Nez Rouge for quite a while.
Yeah, it's about 10 years I've been with Nez Rouge that I've been doing this. So, and for the last 3 years, this is my third year at the center.
Okay.
Before that, I was always on the road. But for the last, this is my third year where I've been doing on the center.
So you were a driver, a volunteer driver for a while.
Yep. Did all the posts, the escort driver, the partner, I did them all.
Well, what drew you to Red Nose or Opération Nez Rouge in the first place?
At first, I did it like 2 years with my friends. We were looking for something to do after work, you know, well, let's do something fun, you know. We were young and like, oh, let's go try. We can try new cars that we don't drive and all that, you know. And we're helping somebody else at the same time, you know.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Then in 2003, I was nearly killed by a drunk driver.
Oh, boy.
And that hit hard. And that's when I started saying, you know what, I think I'm going to go do some Nez Rouge. I get to meet people. I'm going to save lives. And that's what I want to do. I don't want someone to get killed.
Exactly. Have a great party, have fun, get festive, but get home safe.
Yeah, and you know, and it's not just the person at the party we want safe, it's people out there on the driving or walking on the streets that weren't at that party. They should be safe too.
Exactly, yeah, which was your situation.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, you don't have to be drunk to call Nez Rouge. You could be extremely tired and, you know, you can't drive because you're too tired and, you know, we'll go get you, you know?
Oh, that's really nice to know. I don't think people recognize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
But you do need a car, is my understanding.
Yeah.
It's not a taxi service.
Need a car, yeah.
Okay. You're tuned in to 99.1, and that was Helios Montuenga, the coordinator over at the Granby Cowansville Call Center for Opération Nez Rouge, that is in full swing as we find ourselves here in the festive season of the year. So let's get back to this interview. He'll give us information on how you can feel safe as a passenger and what you might consider if you'd like to volunteer. So how does it work? I understand there's a team that goes out. You mentioned a few different positions. So how do the teams work?
There's three positions. There are always three per group. You have one guy that will drive drive his car with the other two volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go to that location. Then you're going to have the partner, and what we call the driver, that will get out of the car, and they will go get that client.
Yeah.
And they'll make sure that the car is warmed up. They'll clean the car. They'll take off the snow and everything. And then they'll get into the car and they'll bring the client home. And the escort driver will follow the client's car till they get home. And then the two in the car will make sure that the client gets inside his house safely.
Oh, yes.
We always wait till he gets into the house to make sure one he doesn't get into his car afterwards and take off.
Okay.
Or two, that he doesn't fall down the stairs getting in his driveway. We want to make sure that he gets into his house safely.
Right. Okay. So if you make the call, then it's a team of three that's dispatched to come and pick you up and get you home.
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. So people need to think that they need to have enough seatbelts in the car for the remaining people in their group. Good to know.
You need two seatbelts for us, and you got to make sure that everyone else in the car has a seatbelt.
Perfect. Is there ever the occasion, say I'm a group of four friends, and shoot, we're out of seatbelts, could someone jump in with the other driver?
What we do in that case is that we can bring you to your destination, come back with you, pick up your friend, and bring him back.
So that's the preferred way to handle it.
Yeah,
preferred way, yeah. Okay, cool.
Because the other escort is by himself in his car, and we don't want to put him in danger if something happens, because you'll be alone with the other one.
Right.
You know, we never know what can happen.
So everyone's safe.
We want everybody safe.
What if you're a woman, and sometimes you feel a little uncomfortable with, you know, being alone calling a service like this? How would that work? Or what are the options for, say, a woman or someone?
You can ask when you call the center, you can ask the telephonist, listen, I'm by myself, I'm a woman. Can I have a team at least with a woman inside the team, you know? We will send you somebody with a woman in the team. We want you to be comfortable and safe.
And I mean, that goes for anyone. You don't have to be a woman feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It could be like, hey, I'd like a mixed team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. So, for volunteering, do you need more people?
Yeah, we need more people. We want to get to 300 volunteers. That way we can make sure that we don't refuse any calls.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that every day that we're open for operations that it's covered, you know. And right now we have two critical dates, is the 18th of December, the Thursday, and the good old 31 of December.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a big one.
That is our busiest night. The 31 is our busiest night.
Okay, so you're looking for volunteers still for the 18th and the 31st and or other dates. Okay, those are your big dates.
You know, we want other volunteers, but those are the two critical dates that we have. But if you can't do those two dates and you can do other dates, hey, we're going to take you still, no problem.
Okay, awesome. So how does it work? Like, I'm assuming there's a background check or training for volunteers?
Background checks are done by the Quebec headquarter teams. They do the background checks. All you got to do is go on to Nez Rouge, OperationNezRouge.com, and sign up that you want to be a volunteer. Choose the location where you want to do the volunteer. There's a series of questions you got to answer. You answer all the questions, and then you submit your file, and then someone from Nez Rouge will contact you.
And what kind of training could people expect? Is it very involved, or...?
Well, the training is an easy training. It's very easy work to do. When you come for the first time, and this is repeated every year, like I've been there over 10 years, and I still do this training every year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video formation to do. It's about a 15-20 minute video. When we watch a video, it explains everything. Everything is explained. It's very well done. And after the video, we have a question period session. You know, do you have any questions? Do you want us to explain something again? And usually the people are asking, okay, how does this work for the mobile? And we'll explain everything.
Okay, nice. So it's really user-friendly for people as well. And you don't have to have a driver's license to volunteer, is my understanding.
No, you don't need a driver's license. You won't be driving a car if you don't have a license.
Right.
you can be the partner, or you can work at the call center. You can do the inscription when the volunteers arrive. You can be a telephonist.
Okay.
You can say, I want to be on the team that takes care of filling up the snacks, you know, and all that. There's a lot of stuff that you can do. You don't need a license for it.
Okay, that's great. So my understanding as well is this is a free service for people.
It's a free service.
Yeah.
It's all based on donations.
Okay.
And all donations go directly to the baraque, la maison de la jeunesse.
Maison des Jeunes de Granby? Okay.
Yeah. And we give a part to la maison de jeunesse de Council also.
Oh, nice. So it's like a double whammy. You use the service to get home and you're giving to someone else at the same time.
That is correct.
Wow, this is fantastic.
Saving lives and keeping children out of trouble.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Wow. So I got to ask, like, have there been any, like, funny moments or fond memories or things that have happened that really stuck out for you?
There's always a funny moment. Every day there's always a funny moment. But one moment was a touching moment. It was a couple of years back, and we went to a house party, and we picked up a family with their kids, you know, and their father was explaining and the mother was explaining that they're a little tired and they drank a little, and we're going to be driving them home to make sure they get home safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got home, they got out of the car and everything, and I was the driver of their car. And when we got out of the car, the little boy was about 6 or 7. He just came and gave me a big hug, and he said, "Thank you."
Oh, wow.
And that really touched my heart, and I was like, oh, my God, this just made my day and my year.
Exactly. The spirit of giving and receiving,
yeah.
You know, being cognizant and grateful. That's
beautiful. That was a touching moment. I'll always remember that moment.
Oh, that's so nice. Is there anything you want to leave people with? Maybe the phone number again.
Yeah, if you need our help or you want to come and volunteer, call us at 579-420-6011.
579-420-6011 or download the app. Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Helios, for...
It's my pleasure.
...for your work and for volunteering and for giving and for doing all of this. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. So hats off to Helios and his team over at the Granby-Counsville Call Center for Opération Nez Rouge. We invite you to head to the website, operationnezrouge.com, where you can find information for downloading the mobile app, all the dates of service, and a listing of the 33 municipalities that this call center services. Quite an amazing feat, quite an amazing operation. So we encourage you to get home safely and have a really festive season. This is brought to you through the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada. With that, I'm Holly Bailey, signing off.